There is plenty of negative news out there, and I'm sure that you're well aware of what is taking place around the world. So instead of adding to the noise, we wanted to share some of the more positive things that are taking place across the globe and shine a light on some of the incredible things that people are doing in their communities, both big and small. Stay tuned with us, and we'll get started in just a minute. Hi, everybody. My name is Chris, and I want to thank you for joining us for another value-packed Tenant Cloud podcast. If you want to be a more informed, better educated, and successful landlord, then stay tuned. With over a decade of property management experience, we bring you short and sweet, bite-sized pieces of incredibly valuable property management tidbits in 15 minutes or less. So as you know, the whole world is pretty much involved in dealing with this pandemic. And so you've heard all of the news, you've seen it 24/7 on news coverage, in the newspapers, on websites, everywhere you look, you cannot avoid it. It's everywhere. And it's also likely impacting your personal real estate business. And so we want to take a quick break from all that and just have a positive podcast here for a few minutes and cover some of the positive things that are going on around us and around the world, and just highlight a couple of the things, both big and small, that people are doing in the middle of it all, despite all of the negative things that are going on around them. And so without further ado, we'll get started. These all tend to have something to do with real estate. And so we kind of compiled these five top things that we wanted to really quickly highlight for you and hopefully give you some positive news for your day, maybe for your whole week. You might not get any other positive news, so hopefully this can contribute towards something positive in your life. But the first thing is Mario Salerno, I'm probably butchering that name, is a landlord in New York, and he has actually waived the entire month of April for all 200 of his tenants. Now, I'm sure a lot of us wish we could do that. It's just not feasible for a lot of people, but he had the ability to do it. And so he waived his April rent to all 200 of his tenants. And some of his renters told him that they weren't sure they'd be able to pay the full months of rent. And so Mario decided that, you know what, I'm just going to waive the entire month of April because he has a genuine concern about his tenants' health and safety and financial well-being. And so apparently he is in a position to do that. And so it's fantastic that he took it upon himself to do that. He didn't have to do that, but he did. He owns roughly 80 apartments across Williamsburg, Greenpoint, and Brooklyn. And he decided that he was going to take that action back on March 30th when he posted a notice on all of the doors in his building stating that due to the pandemic, please note I am waiving rent for the month of April. And there were several tenants of his who have gone onto the media to publicly thank him and state how much of an impact it has had on them and their finances and their ability to be able to take care of people around them who are sick or could potentially get sick. So it was really a great story. It was published. I read it in NBC News. It's a great article. We've actually posted the link to a lot of these stories, by the way, on our blog post on tenantcloud.com/blog. If you want to go check some of these out, we've posted the links there so you can go straight to the story. But that is a really, really cool story. I just wanted to start off with that one. The second one is the Festival Palace in Cannes, I believe that is how you pronounce it, has become a home to the town's homeless during the coronavirus. The homeless now there have access to food and sanitary facilities, and it's helping to decrease the risks of getting infected. And they've even gone so far as to add a few kennels for some people's four-legged friends, which is also pretty cool. And so instead of hosting the film festival, which was scheduled to take place, I believe, mid to late May, now it has turned into a place of shelter for the less fortunate, and they've postponed the actual film festival until, I believe, June. And they're saying that they have anywhere from 50 to 70 some people there every night, and they're really trying to get people off the streets and provide them with the necessities that they need to stay safe and stay healthy. And so that's a really cool and positive thing going on there overseas. The next thing is number three, New York is helping homeless people with coronavirus or symptoms of COVID-19 by offering temporary shelters in hotels, because as you know, people really are not traveling a whole lot right now. And so they have these buildings that are mostly not being used and they're being put to use. It's awesome. They've reserved over 700 spots that have been set aside for homeless people at multiple locations throughout the city, and they're all hotels. And so it's been really cool. It's been a huge blessing to a lot of people who have been able to take advantage of that, and people who need to be quarantined, who would otherwise be on the street out spreading the coronavirus amongst the public. They've been able to have shelter. And so it's a really great thing that's going on there, helping protect them as well as the people around them. And so New York has done a really good job with this. And so kudos to New York for jumping in where they were able to and providing the shelter for these people. So number four, Becky Wass is, again, I'm probably butchering her name, so I apologize for that if I am. She is a UK citizen, and she created a postcard saying, "Hello, if you are self-isolating, I can help." And so people can fill in their contact details and inform whether or not they need any kind of help. And she posted it, I believe actually her husband posted it to Facebook, and has been basically said, "Hey, print this out or fill this out electronically, send it back to us. And if we can help, we will help." And they had four different options for things they could help with, which is picking up shopping, a friendly phone call just to be company, and posting mail or urgent supplies that they need if they are not able to go out and get any supplies. And so there's a lot of people out there that don't have someone that they can turn to that will help them. And so it was a really kind act on her part and her husband's part to play this role and to offer to help people. I don't think that they've actually indicated if anybody has reached out to them, but just the gesture in and of itself is awesome. And it's really had an impact on a lot of people and really spurred other people to action, which is even better. It's kind of had that domino effect. And so a lot of people have started doing similar things, as well as the Nextdoor app and website has posted they do these map things during special events or times of the year. And so they've created this special map where if you are able to offer assistance to people in your area, you can mark your house or you can mark yourself as being able to offer assistance, and you can be specific or just generic. And people, it just helps people to know that there's people around them that can help them if they need help to run errands or go get essentials, or if they're self-quarantined to go do a grocery run for them so they don't have to endanger the public, and so on and so forth. And so the Nextdoor app is really great. It's also really cool for apartment buildings and for rentals, just to help connect people to other people, other neighbors around them. And so if you're not familiar with the Nextdoor app, I would recommend jumping on there. A lot of your tenants are probably already on there already, but it is a great app. It's really a cool way to connect with the local community, kind of like what Facebook was back in the day with your local colleges and your local high schools. Before it really became a very public platform and everybody could get on, it really established a tight-knit community and allowed people to communicate in a really tight-knit community, and nobody from the outside was allowed in that space. And so the Nextdoor app is really a social media platform in a sense, and it's kind of still in that phase where it's only the people in your community that you can connect with, and it's intentionally designed that way, as you can tell by the name of the app, Nextdoor. And so it's a really cool app. And anyway, they have that map on there. So for you as well, if you need assistance, you can go on to there and check to see what people in your area are able to offer, any what type of help, and reach out to those individuals. Moving on to number five, Scott Bennett, a realtor from Canada, started buying sanitary supplies long before the first coronavirus case was confirmed in Canada. Monitoring the shortage of hygienic products in the epicenter of the disease, Bennett decided that he needed to be ready to help the most vulnerable. He had about 100 sanitary supply kits to share with those who had tested positive or were at the highest risk. And so he started to distribute those and give those out to people who were most in need. And so, as you're well aware, a lot of things weren't available in the stores, and the people that really did need it couldn't access it. And so it was really detrimental to a lot of people and really put a lot of people in a position that they really shouldn't have ever been in the first place. And so this 21-year-old real estate agent really helped out, and he made a promise to himself early on when he bought these kits that if the virus did end up spreading to Canada, things should be a little bit different in his community. People shouldn't have to be going and searching, especially if they were more higher at-risk people. And so he started to stock up on those hygienic supplies to make sure that his local community was provided with the resources they need. And so it's really cool. A lot of people have been very grateful to him for what he's been able to do, especially once the shelves started getting cleared off, similar to here in the United States and I'm sure around the world. And so a lot of people are really grateful for that act of kindness and that kind of forethought that Scott had, being able to see that, okay, this is what's happening in other countries. It's going to happen in mine. Let me make sure that my local community actually has what they need, at least those who are in the high risk category. So that's a wrap on our top five real estate news stories that hopefully will bring a little bit of sunshine to your day and to your week and really put a bright spot out there amidst all of the negative doom and gloom that we're all hearing on the news and radio and print and so on and so forth. So stay safe out there, stay healthy. Check out our latest podcast we just did. We actually had a lot of insight into how to continue managing your rental properties and staying safe and healthy. Not just you, but also the people who are touring, the people who are moving in, the people who are moving out, and so on and so forth. So be sure to check that podcast out. We go really into depth on a lot of actual practical things that you can do on a day-to-day basis to continue running and operating your management or real estate business. So definitely want to take a look at that. Feel free to share this with anybody else who you think should hear some positive news out there. I know I can for sure. I'm constantly on the lookout for it. And we might go ahead and run this next week as well, in addition to our normal podcast. Next week, we'll get back to our standard contributions to landlords and property managers and providing information that will help you continue to operate your real estate or property management business. As always, thank you for tuning in to this Tenant Cloud podcast. Feel free to leave a review anywhere that you hear this podcast. And also be sure to check out our tenantcloud.com/blog, where you can find the links to each of these stories that I just told you about, as well as Tenant Cloud YouTube channel. Just type in Tenant Cloud YouTube and feel free to check out all of our media content there as well. As always, thanks for listening. Y'all have a good day and stay safe.